If you're confused, after three U.S. troops were killed by an Iranian-backed militia out of, we believe, Iraq, I don't blame you for being confused. Even if you are a close news watcher, or even someone maybe even inside the Biden administration, and that's because you're getting different reports from different people inside, top level, the people would be read into the most high level classified information about this attack that led to the three U.S. soldiers being killed, all from a division in Georgia, reservists from Georgia, and then, of course, the 34-plus who were injured, some who had to be airlifted even out of Jordan because of their wounds. And that's because you go to people like John Kirby, who is a White House spokesperson for national security, and he first tells you that this is all because Iran is supplying these groups with weapons, and we know Iran is behind all of this. But then he says, but you know what? We don't want things to escalate with Iran, so how are we going to respond?
Can you confirm, is the president currently actively considering potential attacks inside Iran?
We are not looking for a war with Iran. We are not seeking a conflict with the regime in a military way. And as I said in the opening, we're not looking to escalate here. This attack over the weekend was escalatory. Make no mistake about it. And it requires a response. Make no mistake about that. I will not get ahead of the president's decision.
My generation grew up on, if they hit you, we go after it. And we go level someplace. And that's like what you grew up with.
Yeah.
And then sort of this new generation of even conservatives are much more.
Well, because they realize it didn't necessarily work.
However, I do think that to say just it escalated by attacking and killing our servicemen. So something has to be done. Something has to be said. We can't just say, oh, we're just allowing these things to happen now because we don't want to get in a war. I understand not wanting to get into a war, but I also am very cautious when, as we put in the title, weakness is projected across the world. And then all of a sudden you realize, oh, you could have an attack on American citizens and get away with it.
People want a response when Americans get killed. I think what Americans not want right now, especially from Joe Biden, is a full-on war against Iran, because, man, this guy couldn't even explain to us why we were helping Ukraine.
Well, I'm not in favor of getting into a full-scale war. I'm also not in favor of people letting people get away with these kind of attacks, because I do feel like when you do that, it's slowly building towards another situation like a 9/11.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw lots of those little, like, as much as we want to go back to 9/11, there were little build-up to it. There was other smaller attacks that were happening in the country, or to, to even the World Trade Center itself, that led to eventually saying, oh, yeah, we can do this. We can get away with it.
It was, in fact, inevitable, Jordan. When you are on your back foot, when you're constantly defensive, when your model is, well, we're just going to catch all the missiles, there's going to be a day when you don't catch the missile. You have to go impose real costs. We know how to do it. America can dominate Iranian's military. We need to demonstrate to them that resolve. And when we do, we can quiet things down. It won't be forever. Until the regime changes, we will continue to confront this. But you can make things quieter. We did it when we took our strike on Soleimani. The administration is going to have to do something that's serious as well.
I mean, Secretary Pompeo knows for real that you don't have to go to full-scale war to quiet down a pretty major enemy. I mean, you take out one of their top leaders, terror leaders, and they quiet down. Not forever, like you said, but significantly.